USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The man suspected of shooting and wounding six Philadelphia police officers last week during an hours-long standoff that began when they were trying to serve a drug warrant on him is now facing multiple charges of attempted murder. 36-year-old Maurice Hill allegedly fired more than 100 rounds with an AR-15-style rifle and a handgun during that shooting incident that ended up leading to an 8-hour barricade situation. A new survey of economists out today finds that 70% of them believe the economy is headed for a recession within the next 2 years. Top White House economist Larry Kudlow says it's not going to happen, although a reporter reminded him he said the same thing back in 2007.
This is not then. Our banks are well capitalized. Our financial system's in very good shape.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference. And my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Following a deadly ISIS attack in Kabul, Afghanistan, Saturday night, President Trump is becoming more and more eager to bring U.S. troops home from Afghanistan. He's talking of a peace plan with the Taliban, which would keep the country from falling back into terrorist hands.
Well, look, we're there for one reason. We don't want that to be a laboratory. Okay, it can't be a laboratory for terror, and we've stopped that.
Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib are going to speak this afternoon about the travel restrictions that they faced when they wanted to go to Israel and the Palestinian territories this past weekend. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu decided to block the two lawmakers from entering the nation for an official visit. Omar and Tlaib's visit that was planned for Sunday was previously approved, but was reversed shortly after President Trump tweeted that it would show great weakness if Israel let the two visit. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Gun control supporters turning out for rallies in dozens of U.S. cities across the nation over the weekend. The groups that organized them demanding that lawmakers take steps to reduce gun violence as they point to the recent mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. Nine people recovering after a tree fell on them Sunday at a Pennsylvania swim club. They were apparently sitting under a tent at the club not far from Philadelphia when lightning struck the tree and it toppled. The injured included young kids and adults. Three people suffered serious injuries. Police in Portland, Oregon arrested at least 13 people during a weekend of demonstrations that city had been bracing for some time. There was a lot of tension, though, in downtown Portland as hundreds took part in both far-right and far-left rallies. Five people were treated for injuries. And a 12-year-old Ohio boy has made a discovery of some pretty sizable proportions in more ways than one. His discovery happened last month during a family reunion in Millersburg. An odd-looking item was sticking out of the mud in Honey Run Creek, and it caught Jackson Heppner's attention. He went to investigate. It was something that measured more than a foot in length. They took it to some university professors who've been looking at it since, and they've now announced that it turns out it was the upper third molar of a woolly mammoth. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.